Sing them over again to me.
In the prayer by Jesus in John chapter 17, Jesus spoke of being glorified in the presence of God. Brother David Johnson will use the phrase, in your presence, in his sermon topic today on this Words of Life program. Each week, Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers sponsor this program so that we can share the Word of God by radio. We are grateful that you are listening today as we present songs, prayer, and a sermon by Brother David Johnson, the minister of the Sellersburg, Indiana Church of Christ. Thank you, Father, for blessing our lives. Thank you for Jesus, our Savior, and for loving us so very much that we can spend eternity with you. Also, thank you for those who are faithful in life and in fellowship. We ask that you will give our listeners the healing, the peace, and the convictions that are needed in serving you. Bless each minister, missionary, and faithful servant with your protection from Satan's opposition. And Lord, when Jesus comes to receive his own, help us to be ready to see him. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Jesus, I am resting in the joy of what thou art. I am finding out the greatness of thy loving heart. Thou hast bid me gaze upon thee, and thy beauty fills my soul. For by thy transforming power, thou hast made me whole. Simply trusting thee, Lord Jesus, I behold thee as thou art. And thy love so pure, so changeless, satisfies my heart. Satisfies its deepest longings, me supplies its every need, and surrounds me with its blessings. Thine is love indeed. Jesus, I am resting in the joy of what thou art. The greatness of thy loving heart.
Lead me gently home, Father, lead me gently home. When life's toils are ended and parting days have come, sin no more shall tempt me, ne'er from thee I'll roam. If thou'lt only lead me, Father, lead me gently home.
Lead me gently home.
Lest I fall upon the wayside, lead me gently, gently home. Lead me gently home, Father, lead me gently home. In life's darkest hours, Father, when life's troubles come, keep my feet from wandering, lest from thee I roam. Lest I fall upon the wayside, lead me gently home.
Lead me gently home.
Lead me gently, gently home.
Using the first five verses of John 17, Brother David Johnson will now present a sermon entitled, In Your Presence.
It's good to be together again as we look into the Word of God. The title for the lesson is, In Your Presence. And our main text is in the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 1 through 5, as we continue to focus on Jesus Christ and some interesting questions that are often asked regarding Jesus Christ. Please listen to the Word of God. John chapter 17, verses 1 through 5. After Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed, Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. You have granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on the earth, by completing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. A question sometimes asked is, where was Jesus before his birth? The scriptures answer this very comprehensively. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. First note the phrase, in the beginning. These words parallel Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So, in the beginning, in both passages, refer to the beginning of the time-space-material universe created by God, the pre-existent Creator. In John chapter 1 and verse 1, notice the verb was is used three times. Was emphasizes the eternal pre-existence of the Word. Who exactly was the Word? The answer is in John chapter 1 and verse 14 that says in part, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. So the Word is Jesus Christ. And John chapter 1 states, and the Word was with God. God is omnipresent as spirit. However, God's, shall we say, place is the highest heaven. So the Word, who became flesh, was with God in heaven before he was born as flesh and blood, a human being in his incarnation. But how can Jesus Christ be eternally pre-existent with God in heaven? The answer again is in John chapter 1 and verse 1, which ends with the words, and the Word was God. So Jesus Christ, the Word, is also God. This implies the Godhead, or the Trinity of God. One God in three persons. The Godhood and eternal pre-existence of Jesus Christ is revealed in Scripture. For example, the Word, Jesus Christ, is also of the Godhead as Creator, God. Really? Consider John chapter 1 and verse 3. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. Who is the him here? The answer, John chapter 1 and verse 2. He was with God in the beginning. All of these truths about the who, where, and what of Jesus Christ are concisely summed up again by the Apostle John in his first epistle, 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the Word of life. The life appeared, we have seen it and testified to it. We proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. Notice that the Apostle John affirms that the Word has eternal life as pre-existent and was therefore eternally with God the Father in heaven. Jesus himself, who never lies nor deceives us, declared, as recorded by the same apostle in John chapter 8 and verse 58, I tell you the truth, Jesus answered, before Abraham was born, I am. I am is Yahweh, or Jehovah, the Lord of the Old Testament scriptures. Jesus Christ declared himself to be eternally pre-existent God. But how can Jesus be the Lord of the Old Testament? The answer is according to the words of Jesus in John chapter 14, verses 9 and 10, which says in part, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. How can this be? God the Father, as we have already emphasized, is omnipresent. And God the Father and God the Son have the same exact essence. Consider the words of Jesus in John chapter 17 and verse 5. "And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began." This was Jesus' prayer, his high priestly prayer as it is referred to. As he looked past the cross, he was shortly to endure and asked to be returned to his glory that he had shared with the Father before the creation of the world in heaven. Granted, there are aspects of all of these truths that our finite minds cannot fully comprehend or grasp. However, enough truth has been revealed for us to grasp with some understanding, with understanding that is by faith. Another aspect that seems odd is why Jesus is referred to as the Word in the beginning. That's because in the beginning of the time-space material universe, it was by God's Word that everything was created. The Word created everything out of nothing. It was and is God's Word that is all-powerful. His Word is His self-expression in creation, in revealing Himself, in redemption, as referring particularly to God the Son, Jesus Christ, the life-giver. It's not just any Word, but the Word of God. Consider in the Old Testament, Psalm 33 and verse 6. "By the Word of the Lord were the heavens made, their starry host by the breath of His mouth." We should understand that to the Jewish mindset, the Word was an expression for God. In Jesus Christ, we have the clearest revelation of God through His Word. To unbelievers, the Word became flesh is impossible. To believers, however, the Word became flesh is the gospel, the good news, the glad tidings of Jesus Christ, that He is God, man, our Savior, who redeems us, who went to the cross to pay in full for our sins, and to be raised from out amongst the dead as proof of the Father's acceptance of Christ's sacrifice, atoning sacrifice, on our behalf. Validation, verification that the Father, who exhausted His wrath on His Son in our place, who became sin, the sin offering, was exhausted on the cross as Jesus Christ took our punishment. And yet, He was raised from the dead to verify, to validate God's acceptance of His atoning sacrifice on our behalf. Jesus Christ was and is God, as to His essence in the presence of His Father, eternally, and is the one and only unique Son of God, as His person even before His birth, His incarnation. He is deity in bodily form, according to Colossians chapter 2 and verse 9. Philip Yancey, who was a previous editor for the Christianity Today magazine, and who is a prolific writer of Christian books, has written these words, quote, "Because of Jesus, we need never question God's desire for intimacy. Does God really want close contact with us? Jesus gave up heaven for it. In person, He reestablished the original link between God and human beings, between seen and unseen worlds. What difference did Jesus make? Both for God and for us, He made possible an intimacy that had never before existed," End of quote. Once we accept Jesus Christ by His own word and consider His claims and promises against our own deepest needs, we can marvel at how personal and magnificent He, Jesus Christ, really is. Today, often, the spiritual is measured by feelings, by emotions, by experiences. But Jesus' main message is about His person. And in Christ, the presence of God within us and through us to others. Most of all, Jesus desires, deeply desires for us to be in His presence into eternity. Can we also, dear listener, declare that we desire to be with the Lord, to be in His presence? Hopefully, you who are still seeking will surrender yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ in saving faith, repenting of your sin, putting your faith in Him, confessing Him as your personal Savior and Lord, being baptized, immersed into Jesus Christ, and persevering in Him as not only Savior, but Lord of your life in obedience.
Jesus freely came to me.
We pray that you're already a Christian. If you have not come to Jesus, please understand that you must first believe in Him as Savior and the Son of God. By biblical example, we know that believers repented of sin, confessed Jesus as Savior, and were baptized by immersion in water. If we can help you in your decision for Jesus, please write to us. To receive a free CD of this and next week's program, ask for CD 2143. That's 2143. Please write to us today. Your writing to us is an encouragement to us. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wol1radio@gmail.com. That's wol1radio@gmail.com. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs inviting you to tune in again next week for another program from Words of Life.
Sing them over again.